Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out.
From Baltimore, this is UWEPR, United Workers and Poverty Radio.
Hello, everyone. Last week, the United Workers media team officially launched the End Poverty Radio podcast. You can now subscribe and listen at UnitedWorkersPodomatic.com. We'll also be creating a section for podcasts on our website, so stay tuned. We launched the podcast at a great event on May the 1st, celebrating our media team and its important work over the years. At the media team celebration, we also showcased several videos, a series of photo essays with United Workers leaders, and even got on the dance floor to the beats of DJ and United Workers leader Emmanuel McCray and Double Impact. Thanks to everyone who came out. Here's the audio from the event.
Baltimore City, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Through my church, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. All through my church, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. All through my church, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. One more time, everybody. The light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Good evening, everyone. Come on, pump it up. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
How y'all doing this evening? Welcome to our media team celebration. Now I'm explaining what the media team does for the United Workers. Now the media team, we the ones that film actions, events, and tell our untold stories to end poverty in Baltimore City. Yeah. So this also is a kickoff for our podcast. May 1st is our kickoff launch to start our podcast for Low FM Radio. Right. So all the media team members that's with the United Workers, can y'all please come up front and join me? All right, we're going to let them introduce themselves and just say their name briefly.
Hi, my name is Isaiah Green. I'm a part of the media team for United Workers, and I'm also part of Free Your Voice.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kieran. I'm part of the Leadership Council, media team, all the rest of the teams that we have here. And I've been with United Workers about 3 years.
All right. Yeah. Hello, everyone. My name is Randy. I'm on the Leadership Council. I'm part of the media team and the West Side Committee.
All right.
Hi, my name is Sydney. I'm part of the media team. Also part of the United Workers as well.
Hi, I'm Tamir Blackwell, and I'm from the media team.
All right.
Hey, what's up? I'm Keith. I'm part of the media team, and it's time for the others to start filming stuff because I'm getting tired.
Oh, come on then, yeah.
Thank you. Carl with the media team.
Hey, Carl, yeah, all right. Yeah.
And we have a new member that just joined the media team.
Hi, my name is Elena. I just joined.
All right.
Yeah, you go.
I'm Charles, and I'm part of the media team and Free Your Voice.
All right,
Charles. I'm Josh. I'm part of the media team and Free Your Voice.
All right.
Mike Fox, media team.
Mike?
Yeah. Thank you all so much for being here. This is really amazing. It's really awesome.
Hey, my name is Cassidy, and I'm part of the media team. And I'm so grateful to be here and so grateful for all I've learned with and from all of you.
We're going to start off with our media team fundraiser podcast kickoff video. And I put this together, me and Michael Fox. I hope you enjoy it.
United Workers is uniting across barriers to build a movement for fair development and human rights in Baltimore and Maryland.
What's up, everybody? This is awesome. Let's just hear a round of applause to have everybody in the same room celebrating something so amazing, right? I just wanted to mention really quick why, just talk about the podcast just for a second. We've been talking about building up to this moment, May 1st, we're launching the podcast. What does this actually mean? What is the podcast? Can I see a show of hands of people that actually know what a podcast is? Awesome. Somebody want to, Randy, you want to tell folks what the podcast is?
The podcast is another way of getting our different stories out there to the community about what we're going through as a community. Okay, the unfair housing practices. Okay, the unfair development, and basically our human rights are being violated. So we want to tell our stories on in every way. In every aspect. So that's what the podcast is all about, to get the people involved on the internet and via the radio.
And that's exactly it. So if you go to unitedworkers.podomatic.com, or you can find it on our website, it's radio shows that you can download and subscribe to. And we'll be, you know, sending out the where you can actually subscribe to it and sign up and to be able to download stuff. But this will be it. You'll be able to find it on the United Workers website. And really quick, though, I wanted to just play the intro to the podcast. Because every podcast, whether it's one of our meetings that we're recording or whether it's an interview we've got with somebody, it's always going to start off with that same intro. And so really quick.
Everybody in! Nobody out! Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out.
From Baltimore, this is UWEPR, United Workers and Poverty Radio.
Okay, now we're going to show you two storytelling projects. And the first one we want to play is Alethea.
My name is Alethea Joins. I am 23 years old. I'm passionate about a number of things. I like to sing, I like to dance, I like reading. I enjoy being a mother. I love being able to see my daughter develop physically and intellectually. I love being there for her and protecting her and knowing that she's a part of me. My favorite thing about her is her personality. She is a little firecracker. She's funny, she's silly, she gets in her mood sometimes, and I just laugh and laugh all day. I moved to Maryland 6 years ago, and then I moved to Baltimore about 2 years ago. I was working at Sonatrol Security, which is a dispatch security agency for homes and businesses. It wasn't the best work experience that I had. It was through a temp agency. So, of course, the pay wasn't all that great. And when I came up to the point where I should have been hired, like, permanently, they would say they already had enough permanent positions. They didn't have any permanent positions available. And just, like, silly things like that to try to deter me from giving the application. As far as the temp agency figure, I was their paycheck. You know, they can temp me and go out and work and we'll get a certain amount of your pay. I ended up leaving that job because I got too sick to get there. I was, like, 8 months pregnant, and I didn't have transportation, and it was a long walk from where the bus stop was to the actual building. Because I was a temp, I did not have health care, so I had to pay out of pocket for my own health care. Because I was pregnant at the time, it was very, very expensive because you have to do your monthly, weekly checkup. I'm going to school for massage therapy. So I hope to, after I graduate, take my national exam and get certified and then work for a spa and then eventually have my own business. So I wanted to help people and help them feel better. And so when I came across a massage therapy and the techniques that are used to help a person feel better, it really piqued my interest. I have put this on the back burner for years because of constantly, well, should I get a job right now, just any old type of job right now to help, or should I go to school and then get a better job so that we're better in the long run? Like currently right now, living paycheck to paycheck, behind on all the bills, gas is cut off, all that. Have baby in the house and it being cold and, you know, worrying about that as weighs heavy on my mind. We're constantly running out of food every month and stretching it, you know, till next month. So it's very difficult to think about the future. It's difficult because you're busy worrying about what are we going to eat today, you know, how are we going to, do this today, pay these bills. To even think about saving up for college and things like that and putting her in a good daycare facility. It's hard to think about those things because we're trying to focus on, okay, how can we get this bill paid right now? With my work with United Workers, fighting for what's right, fighting for better conditions, this is what's helping me get through these times. I can't just sit here and do nothing. So I have to take that responsibility and do something about it and play my part in it. Not just for me, you know, for my daughter as well, for all the other families that are struggling just like I am. Because if we don't take a stand, then it'll never change. And this is another reason why I'm involved with United Workers, because I need for my daughter to be stable and happy when she gets to be my age.
Storytelling projects that we do is another way of telling our story of what we go through in life and the difficulties that we have in our life. We started out interviewing our members within our members of our organization, and we go out and we have one person to interview and one person to take pictures. And me and David, he's not here. He's one of the members of the media team, and we done this video of Alethea. And I also want to give a shout out to the rest of the media team that's not here. It's David, Hannah, Charlotte, Spencer, and Ashley just made it here. So we're going to show you another storytelling project that I interviewed one of our other members. His name is Emmanuel McCray, and he's the DJ over here. He's one of our long-term members with United Workers. So me and Keith are the ones that put this together.
Getting involved in United Workers back in June of 2010, a week before ESPN Zone had shut down. I may not be here on a full-scale basis because I'm still a person of poverty. I have to live and take care of myself and my family. But any chance I get, I'm here for the cause. I work full-time at Walmart. I'm a customer service manager. Definitely, I work at a very tough store. Just because I'm a customer service, customers will challenge me every day. I do my best on my end to take care of my employees, boss, making sure they have their breaks. I'll be like a wall for them if they're being, you know, harassed or attacked by a customer who's upset because the whole concept of retail is the customer that always comes first. Poverty affects me it's very, in a major way. I'm working a job. I'm a manager. I have a major title. I have a lot of responsibilities. And at the end of the day, when I look at my paycheck, it's not even enough. It's not even state standards. They consider a living wage. And for the title and responsibilities I have to have or to deal with. As far as I get a little help, I may help with healthcare, which initially they said in the company that our employees get healthcare within 6 months. They didn't get a detail that you had to be a full-time employee. It took a month later just for them to switch me over to be a full-time employee for me to even get healthcare. And right now, I don't really know how far my health care can take care of me, you know, presently, at the present time. Just so many people have to work two or three more jobs just to get by. That limits them to be a better parent to their children. So they wonder why we have teen issues or crimes going on for kids out here raising themselves or looking in the wrong direction for help. I mean, fair development is always a question mark and all that. Until we as a people unite, we're going to see change. Just like the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. We stay divided and fight individual battles. They're going to win over and over again. History has proven it for us. We fight individuals in power. We may win small battles here and there, but enough to win a major upscale battle, we all have to come together, put all differences aside, and the next 5 years, if we can all come together, organize, we can make that change.
So how y'all like them storytelling projects that I put together? Each member from the media team that comes up, the MC, they're going to show their work that they have done and their work that they put together on their storytelling projects. And I hope everyone in this room today get involved and participate to change. So we have a little act for y'all, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm ready to introduce to you Double Impact.
Everybody. I'm Audrey, and this is my sister, Leah.
Hi, I'm Leah.
We're Double Impact. We've been rapping for about 3 years together now,
And this first song we're about to do is called Tomorrow's a New Day, because we're hoping that you can relate to it. You know, it's about looking forward to tomorrow and, you know, not worrying about the past day that you've had. That's really bad. I know it's hard growing up without knowing your father. Never been the type to go to school, so why even bother? Been around drinks and drugs since you was the size of a toddler. Nobody in your life, nobody that can make you stronger. And you keep hearing them words that's coming from your mother. Those same words where she says, don't be like your brother. And you start to think about your significant other and how we ain't coming back because he's 6 feet under. You watch the bullets go through his chest. You watch the trigger happy cop and throughout through his flesh. And everybody's telling you that you're lucky or blessed, that you ain't dead or in prison or drugged out like the rest. Just remember that tomorrow brings a new day. With a new day, just remember there's a new way. Just remember that God won't put too much on your tray. There is hope, just believe, listen to what I say. Don't worry, all this will get better. You gotta keep your head up through any type of weather. Always remember, family, we'll stick together. I know you getting fed up, but look, tomorrow is a new day. Don't let this world take nothing from you. You gotta appreciate the people that say that they love you. Always pay attention to what's right in front of you. I know it's not that easy, but look, man, tomorrow is a new day.
Put a smile on your face,
ain't no need to frown.
I know you had a bad day,
don't let it bring you down.
When the road gets tough, you can work it out. Keep on going till you're good,
you can work it out.
Keep working, keep grinding, keep moving, keep striving. Never give up on your dreams,
never call it quits.
Cause who knows, one day you'll be making hits. Look at the good, not the bad. We always worrying about what other people have.
Never satisfied,
self-indulged in pride. And if we're not perfect, we'll go and run and hide.
Hide.
The time is now.
A new day is coming.
When people don't hate other people,
bringing the loving.
The sun is shining. Whole families, kids, everybody do their part.
Some people smiling. Don't worry, all this will get better. You gotta keep your head up through any type of weather. Always remember, family must stick together. I know you're getting fed up, but look, tomorrow is a new day. Don't let this world take nothing from you. You gotta appreciate the people that say that they love you. Always pay attention to what's right in front of you. I know it's not that easy, but look, man, tomorrow is a new day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody in. Nobody out. Everybody in. Nobody out. Everybody in. Nobody out.
From Baltimore, this is UWEPR, United Workers and Poverty Radio.
Double Impact. So right now, we're going to take a 15-minute break. We're going to mingle, get some food, eat dinner, and then we're going to come back.
Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in,
make some speaker, nobody
out. From Baltimore, this is UWEPR, United Workers and Poverty Radio.
Well, you've probably been downstairs. Well, my office.
All right. Is everyone having a great time? Yeah. Oh, that was really, really weak. Is everyone having a great time? Yeah. Woo! All right. So to get the second part started, I'm gonna pass this mic over to Ashley. But first, everyone, we have a new member of our media team. Can you join us up here, Joan? And introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Joan DiBusino, and I'm glad to be a part of this team. Hey.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? How's everyone? My name is Ashley. And I've been involved with the United Workers, I guess, since 2006. I was a leadership organizer with the United Workers for about 6.5 years and helped form the United, sorry, not the United Workers, the media team in January of 2012 with a group of leaders, many of whom are still hanging strong with the media team. So Kieran and Keith and Chantris, and if I'm missing any, Randy, okay. So it's a real honor to be here today for this media team celebration and to see how the media team has grown in these 2 years. When we first formed the media team, it really came out of, because every time we had a really huge action, we'd always bring together a group of media makers and United Workers leaders to come together and document these events. And they were always a really amazing experience, learning experience, skill sharing experience, and just powerful for people to be able to tell their stories. And we really thought that that didn't need to stop once the event was over, that that was something that we needed to continue doing. And so the media team was born as a way to develop media makers that had both the analytical skills and the technical skills to really go head-to-head with the dominant narratives that we see in our society, the narratives that say that there's not enough for everyone, you know, the narratives that say that, that inequality doesn't exist, that you're not poor, but you're poor, to create divisions between people, to say your problems are only your problems, you're alone, to go head-to-head with the narratives that say that, you know, the poor are powerless, they need to be helped, you know, that they're victims in some ways, you know. We need to go head-to-head with these narratives to say there is enough, there's enough for everyone, and that we're powerful and strong, and we have the analytical skills to see that my problem's not just my problem is your problem too, and we can come together and we can solve this. So I think that a lot of the media that was just shown shows how it can touch our hearts and our minds. So every time I see Aletha's story, it still gets to me every time. And I think that's just the power of storytelling. I'm here right now to say that in order for media makers to be able to do this work, they need the tools to be able to do this. And so this is why we're doing this fundraising campaign. Our goal was $3,000 to be able to get the equipment that we need. Because we don't want to just be like making some grassrootsy video. Like, we want it to be high quality. We want it to be, exactly, you know? So we need the tools to be able to do that. And so Mike has kindly broken this down for me. But, you know, we need $3,000 because we want to get a DSLR camera, you know, a really nice camera. We need another laptop. It's really difficult when we only have one computer that we can do editing work. It slows everything down. We can't have multiple people doing the editing that we need to be doing. A high-quality audio recorder, especially if we're trying to launch End Poverty Radio. I mean, seriously, these are basic things. A shotgun microphone, a lavalier microphone. Mics are really important, as you can see. And a nice tripod. I mean, seriously, you have to see this tripod we have. It's kind of pathetic. So if we're going to have a nice camera, we need a nice tripod so we don't ruin the camera. So who here has already contributed, made a donation to this campaign?
Raise your hand.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Well, I don't know. Where were we at the last time when we looked at our goal? 1,300. Okay, that's good. But we still have a ways to go. So we're not going to continue with this until we get to that goal. No. But who tonight can commit to making a donation to the media team? Anyone? All right. Anyone else there? Okay. Kieran, do you want to pass around? We're going to go around with a basket. Is there anything else I need to know about this process? No? Okay.
So, everyone, so you have two options. You can make a monthly payment that it's a small amount or whatever amount you can make every month, which would be great, or you can make a one-time payment. And also for anyone that becomes like a monthly sustainer, we actually have a couple of photos that you can choose from, one that has Ashley's faces on it. But we have a bunch of photos from our actions and from what we've done with our like our media that we have now. And it would mean a lot to us to give these to you so you can share a part of what we're striving to do. And even Veronica. So I'll be coming around. Please keep your hands up if you want to donate. It's well taken in. And I'll be coming around with an envelope.
Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out. From Baltimore, this is UWEPR, United Workers and Poverty Radio.
All right, everyone. So we're going to now pass it over to Randy, who is a very, very old member. Just kidding. One of our open members of the United Workers and our media team.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, everyone. Are we having a good time? Are we having a good time? All right, let's keep it a little rowdy. All right, right now, all right.
Are you retired? You're not retired.
That helps. Want to show you some more of the things that we've been doing on the media team as far as fighting for justice in our community. For a long time, we've been fighting for fair development in Baltimore City and our surrounding areas. It's not just north, south, east, or west. We all are involved here. So if you intend to build up parts of Baltimore, you intend to build all of Baltimore. Not just one area. Not just north, south, east, or west, but each and every direction. So what we want to do here is we're going to show you. I just want to tell you why I got involved with United Workers. Good friend of mine, Michael Coleman over here, he came around. He was doing outreach work in the community, and he was walking through the neighborhood, you know, doing what he does. And we sat down and talked on my step, and he asked me if I could change one thing in my community, what would it be? And I said I would change the way the school system is ran, because my son was having a hard time, you know, integrating to a new school. He was being bullied. He was being pushed to the side by the teachers. Okay, from time to time I went back and forth up to the school, because being a parent, any parent in here will lay their life on the line for their child. So I kept going back up there, seeing what the problem was, you know, and they could not seem to kick this problem in the butt. Okay, so that's what you. Okay, we're going to show you a couple more storytelling projects. To begin with, we have a storytelling project from Ernest Bear Lindsay. Hope you enjoy.
So while he's figuring out that, a little bit,
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I've been a member of United Workers since 2005. I don't work right now. I receive a disability. I recently had a 3-lead defibrillator pacemaker put in. Well, I love to sing. I like to draw. And I'm passionate about people doing the right thing. That's why I love the work that we do at United Workers. If we have it the way it should be, people shouldn't have to be worried about how they want to pay bills. They should be able to pay their bills, put food on the table, take care of their health, decent living. To me, the first human right is to be able to go to the hospital without getting turned down, to find a decent hospital, decent health care. My worst day was when I was working at Camden Yards. I was in charge of what they call the GOAT. My job was to pick up the trash and go around vacuum it up, make it look nice on the outside. That day I got sick. It was rain, pouring down rain. We didn't have no real raincoats. They gave us trash bags to use as rain slickers. At the time we were basically only getting $4 something an hour, so you got like $30 a night whether you worked 8, 10, or 12 hours. I was having an angina attack. I was dizzy, lightheaded. I'm a little guy, so it would have probably been hard for them to pick me up off the ground. They got mad because I called the ambulance for myself. Fair development to me being that everybody is treated equally. If you want anything, you have to fight for it. Nothing comes easy. Take joy, my king, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
All right. Woo. So, the people who worked on that story were me and Keith. I mostly stuck to the photos. And Keith took to the audio. But it was a really great experience to really hear his story. He's a long-term member with the United Workers, all teams that we could have possibly, and he's really been a leader in a movement to end poverty.
All right, thanks everyone. Let's give a hand to Kieran and Keith. Our next storytelling project is the testimony of Miss Destiny Watford. She's a former student of Benjamin Franklin High School and a member of Free Your Voice. Free Your Voice.
My name is Destiny Watford. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. Well, I live in an area with a lot of poverty, and the current state of Brooklyn area is really polluted because of all the factories that have been put here that produce a lot of pollution, and it costs the community more than it benefits the community. When I was a little girl, I would walk down the street and I would see all this smog and there's this god-awful smell. I don't know where it came from, but I knew it was from one of the stationary facilities. It's still one of the most polluted areas in Maryland. But as for the people, it can harm their health. And increases the likelihood of cancer, respiratory disease, kidney failure. It lowers your life expectancy. It's not good. One of the things that the group did was they researched about the incinerator. We informed ourselves and then went on to the community to see if they knew anything, because Angie Answers, the company that's building the incinerator, they didn't give us really any information. They claimed to have involvement with the community, but when we went out, no one really knew about the incinerator, at all. So they were required to have one community meeting when everyone could come out and speak against the incinerator or their concerns or anything like that. And they did it at a time that was inconvenient for the community to come in, and that's not really fair, because that's just rude and unprofessional to just blindside the entire community and not make them aware of what's going on.
I spoke with one older gentleman, and he said Curtis Bay is like the government's dumping ground, and we get all the bad stuff.
It was enlightening, because honestly, before I went to go speak with them, I didn't think that they cared. But once I went out and I spoke with them and they did care, that just brought an entire, a new light, a new, I guess, perspective on the way that I saw where I lived. I think with any movement that has the most, the greatest potential, you have to start somewhere, right? What better way to start than our generation? And if we start it and we start making the changes that we want to see in the world, then that not only makes life better for the next generation, but it tells them that, hey, don't give up. Look what you can do.
Thank you. We wanna just let you know that the students they've really been working hard on this campaign. Also, would the Free Your Voice students please stand up? Students, Free Your Voice. And they've really been working hard. They've really been working hard in with this campaign. We produced last year a video Mr. Greg Sartell and the students did a lot of work on it. It's been really successful. It was retweeted by a well-known environmentalist, Bill McKibben, and Margaret Atwood. Okay, we already stood y'all up. So here we are with the other video from Free Your Voice group.
My name is Destiny. I was born and raised in Curtis Bay, a tight-knit community in the city of Baltimore. Curtis Bay is my home, and it means a lot to me, which is why I want to show you what it's like to live here. Here's my high school. Last year, a group of students and myself created a human rights group called Free Your Voice. As a group, we transformed the way that we looked at the world in terms of our basic human rights and what we want for ourselves, our families, and our communities. We have a lot of things that we're proud of in our community. This is our garden. Beautiful, isn't it? The garden provides fresh fruits and veggies for the community because we don't have a local grocery store. But to be perfectly honest, I'm not a fan of bugs. And as you can imagine, the garden is filled with them. But it's worth it because the garden brings the community together. A lot of students from Curtis Bay Elementary School and community members helped to build it. We made the garden from the ground up and we're all really proud of it. It's something we can call our own. Now I want to show you our park. A park can serve as a kind of sanctuary, a safe place where children can have fun and be themselves. It's kind of like living in your own little universe, a place where the ugliness of the world isn't allowed. All communities should have this, but we don't. Come on, there's one last place I want to show you. This is Curtis Bay's backyard. Growing up, I knew the industry was here. I could see it, I could smell it, but I learned to ignore it. For some reason, I never felt welcome. I wonder why. Over time, it was almost as if it wasn't there, but it is. Curtis Bay and communities surrounding it are suffering on a daily basis. The pollution threatens our health and our environment. We know the air we breathe isn't clean. We know this, however, we lack answers to basic questions about how bad it is. What's worse is that we often don't play a meaningful role in the decisions that affect us. And the only ones who seem to be paying any consequences are community members who have to breathe the air. We suffer the most. Despite the pollution and the industry this community already has, there's a plan to build the nation's second largest incinerator, less than a mile away from our school, our garden, and our park. The last I checked, Curtis Bay is a community just like any other. People live here, our children, our families, our friends, and I feel the sanctity of human life is not being acknowledged or respected. All of this makes it feel like community members don't matter and are irrelevant.
and that we aren't humans at all. But we are. I'm human, all the people of Curtis Bay are humans, and as humans, we have the right to fair development that respects our rights and puts community needs first. But this will only happen if we begin to learn, reflect, and act together in a way that allows us to solve problems that we're all facing together.
Everyone, one more time, let's give it up for this. That was great. So, what's coming up? We're going to have our lovely group of ladies come up again, double impact, and be doing one song for us. And then after that, we really want everyone to get interacted with the booths that we have. Learn how to create your own media and use it for the good. We have a photo section right over there where most of our students are. We have an audio and video section, and then this last is audio. We want you to learn. We want you to join. We want you to help move our movement. So, ladies, if you will, indulge us in your great music.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey, hi again. So this is our new song called "Free Your Voice" that we wrote about the Free Your Voice group. You want to say anything?
This is about the incinerator. I want to thank all of our Free Your Voice members. You know, we're like a family. Yes, Mr. Thank Greg. You. I want to thank everybody. So.
Thank you.
more time for Better Impact.
Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out.
From Baltimore, this is UWEPR, United Workers and Poverty Radio.
All right. Everyone having a good time. I asked this earlier. Is everyone having a good time? I need a little more loudness. This is a big building. I cannot hear you. Is everyone having a good time? Woo! That's what I like to hear. All right. I will tell you, while we're getting this video loaded, I will tell you a little bit about myself. I joined the United Workers about 3 years ago through this lovely lady named Ashley right over here. She was a big help in securing the dog that I was very scared. I was like coming into it and I was like, I'm gonna get arrested. That is what's gonna happen and I don't wanna do this. And she was like, you know, if you don't do it, not that you're gonna get arrested, but if you don't, then you know, your voice has to be heard. And through the years, she has coached me and teached me, and I appreciate it so much, Ashley. But all of United Workers has helped so much. And now I grew up being a photographer. I love doing photography, that is my passion. So I'm an avid member of the United Workers media team. I do it professionally for like 16 years. That's a little bit about myself. I'll be going to Parsons in New York, unfortunately. So I will be leaving. Anyone that knows Parsons, it's the School of Design, where they do Project Runway and things like that. So I'm very honored to be taking my knowledge of what I know from the United Workers and incorporating it into my artwork as I go to New York. But now the next video we're gonna show is of Mr. Randy.
My name is Randall Ford. I'm 54 years old. I'm from Southern North Carolina. And I'm retired. Well, I'm passionate about my neighborhood. Passionate about my family. Well, I used to be a security officer at State Highway Administration. During the wintertime, I'd be in extreme harsh conditions where under, like you standing in the North Park, without a jacket. That was one of the worst situations. One of the best was me responding and helping somebody fall down and broke their leg and they were falling. A fair development means total involvement. Community, local government, city and state government needs to be involved in all the decisions that affect everyone. Basically, you can't have one section gaining more from your decision than all the rest. Because if you do that, then that's basically discrimination. So you can't have that. Human rights are the unique. Making a living wage, fair housing, affordable housing, work with dignity. I mean, you need to be proud of what you do. Okay, if you want the best out of your employees, you're going to have to treat them with respect. That's one of the major things. You have to have respect in your work. I got involved with the United Workers by talking to Michael Coleman about my situation. I was having problems with the school, and we discussed it. And he asked, what would I do about the problems if I had a problem? Well, basically, I'm an organizer to go out and we deal with the public on a one-to-one basis by asking the hard questions. I'm they're proud of being a part of the United Workers because they're basically educating the communities on what needs to be done. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I mean, I know I'm only one voice, but it helps.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sydney. I'm part of the United Workers Media Team and I'm a member of the United Workers. I've been a member of United Workers for, I'll say, 4 to probably 5 months. I became a member of United Workers and also a group known as HUN only because I lived being homeless at one time. But, the next video we're going to show is a video that features Ms. Santrice Wise, housing testimony. Also, May the 31st, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Most Precious Blood Church, located at 5010 Bowers Lane. We're having speak out. We had one a couple months ago. It was awesome. So please come out, enjoy. And we have the flyers and everything. We have the flyers on the front table. Thank you.
All right. So, although we're closing, we like to do something that is my favorite part, which is called our Unity Circle. So we wanted to get everyone in, please. Everyone get in the circle and hold hands.
Come along,
stand up. Yes, we're closing. Can everyone stand up and get in the circle and hold hands, please? Thank you. I got the mic, I'm good. All right, everyone in a circle. Great. Well, again, I would like to thank everyone among all the members of United Workers for coming out. It's been great. We enjoy everyone's presence, really coming together to this media team celebration. Can I hear one more time for this, everyone? Woo! All right, and closing out, we're gonna sing this song called Rich Man's House, which a lot of people know. So if you know it, sing along with me. It kind of goes like this. Oh. Said I went down to the rich man's house and I took back what he stole from me. I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity. Said I went down to the rich man's house and I took back what he stole from me. I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity. And now he's under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet. Ain't no system gonna walk all over me. Said I went down to the rich man's house and I took back what he stole from me. I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity. Said I went down to the rich man's house and I took back what he stole from me. I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity. And now he's under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet. Ain't no system gonna walk all over me. Now where are we gonna go now? Took back what he stole from me. I took back my dignity. I took back put back my humanity, said I. Oh, the mayor. Okay, so we're going to say the mayor now. For me, I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity, said I. Went down to the mayor's house and I took back what he stole from me. And I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity. And now he's under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet. Ain't no system gonna walk all over me. One more time. And we're gonna say developers, all right? Said I went down to the developer's house and I took back what he stole from me. I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity. Said I went down to the developer's house and I took back what he stole from me. I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity. And now he's under my feet, under my feet, under my feet, under my feet. Ain't no system gonna walk all over me. All right, so we're gonna do one last thing. We're gonna have Carl, because I'm gonna volunteer him, to close this out in prayer.
One hold hands, like a lot in their arms. Lord, we thank you for this productive celebration of the media team. Actually, to look after all of us and our travels. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can we also hear one huge, massive round of applause for the most amazing DJ in the room, Mr. Emmanuel McCrary, ladies and gentlemen.
UWEPR, United Workers End Poverty Radio.